turn that up. Miniature Trent Arena. It has a little track up top, but not. I mean, that's
not where you guys broadcast from.
Yeah. Volleyball, I got into a shit match with the right player. He comes up and he goes, "You got pushed back." And I said, "I'll push back. You make these kids quit fucking running around through here, tripping over the wires. And when you make people nuts, when we push back, they stand in front of us. I said, we paid a lot more to get in here than they did. He's just saying, and he goes, well, I'll take care of that. You need to push back. I said, you take care of it, and then I'll push back. He said, you're blocking the stairs. And I go, no. And we were on the New Greenland side, and they filled the place. But no, they put me in a mood.
They're going to charge you an X, whatever.
$60, $75, yeah, for a reasonable game. And they're going to put me someplace I can't see?
Yeah.
I mean, Jack didn't know what's going on. He was on the air. I got they made the headphones out. Turned my mic off, thank God. And I was having a little chat with him. I wanted to say, you know what? I never thought I'd wish for Robin Spiller, but you might be worse than her. I didn't say it, though.
Wow.
Thought it. Robin was the softball coach there when I was a softball coach at Pickwick. I used to beat her like a drum. She has a good team, but I used to beat her like a drum.
When did you coach softball there?
92 was the last year I was there. No, 96 was the last year I was there. We went state 2 years in a row. We got beat in the finals.
Is it though? Okay, should I be hearing something?
Yeah, you should be hearing hailing.
No, nothing.
I was, or I am.
No. Now I got something.
All right. I was going to say I had it earlier.
Right corner, it goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at the Shot. Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for good. A dunk! A dunk! He flushed it! Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools, the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, three on one. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there. Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot. Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Millsap squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's just he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Sydney, and we've got a delightful doubleheader for you. Should be two fine games, a lot of action. Girls Division IV sectional championships from here at Sydney High. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Crowd filing in, and we're looking at the Rushi Raiders at the far end of the floor. Legacy Christian Knights at the near end. Two evenly matched clubs. Legacy Christian comes in just two setbacks on the entire year, Chuck. Rushi has been up and down all season long. Raiders have had difficulty scoring points at times. Defense has been pretty solid. One thing for sure, Larissa Poling, Jenna Cordonier have got to bring their A games here tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were impressed with Legacy. The Emma Hess, only a sophomore, she was terrific in that first game that we saw last Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. And then Kathleen Honor playing the point guard. Coach girls basketball my last 6 years of coaching. I don't know if I've ever seen a girl handle the ball better than she does. She has a lot of confidence. Those two are going to be tough. But you're right. It's got to be Cordonier and Poling, and then the role players are going to have to play good basketball. I thought when we saw them against Lehman, they had trouble catching the basketball. I mean, even when they weren't really pressured, you could tell there was some nerves. So they're going to have to play their A game tonight as a team.
Ashley Scott needs to make shots from the outside. The Raiders also need contributions from a young lady who performed extremely well in the recent sectional victory by Rushi, Jessica York. She was dynamite on the inside. If you put too much attention on Larissa Poling, Jessica York at 5'9", just a junior, she'll go to work.
Yeah, she's good. She's a good shooter. She plays good defense. They definitely need her to have a game tonight, too.
Ashley Scott from the perimeter, Caitlin Monin from the outside, Kendall Monin from the outside. Those three young ladies need to perform extremely well. Ella Haney, just a freshman, 5'9" tall. She's got a lot of length. She played in the previous Rushi victory. She's come on strong here at the end of the season. She's seeing time for head coach Andy Timmerman. Everybody needs to be at their very best, and you're right. You've got to know where the young lady by the name of Hess is at all times. She wears 23 on her back. She turned sideways. You'll miss her. She's slender.
Yeah, she's not a big girl, but I'll tell you what she does. She has great moves around the basket, but she'll go out at three-point line and drill you. So, I mean, she is a complete basketball player, plays good defense, rebounds well. I was incredibly impressed with her the other night.
What do you do if you're head coach Andy Timmerman? Box and one, maybe?
Well, that's a possibility. I think you start out man, and you make sure you know where she is. But, I mean, I would have some gimmicks ready. I'm sure he got some stuff ready for this game tonight.
Yeah, the winner of this game advances on to a district championship game. Right now, scheduled for the second slot, 1 o'clock on Saturday at Troy. The winner of this game meets the Covington Franklin Monroe winner in a district championship Saturday at 1. Our second game tonight, Fort Loramie at Mechanicsburg. The opponent for the winner of the second game tonight is set. It's Cedarville.
Yeah, they won already.
Yep, at 11 a.m. next Saturday at Troy. Now, it's possible. Those district times could shift. I know they will in D3 girls because of conflicts with D3 boys.
Right.
But the times at Troy on Saturday may be fairly well fixed. Might not change at all. Right now, Fort Loramie with a win tonight over Mechanicsburg, and it won't be easy. Mechanicsburg plays a fast pace. They score points. Extremely tenacious. Won't match the Redskins in depth, that's for sure.
But should Fort Loramie come away with a win, the opponent, Cedarville, 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. And the winner of this game, Rushi Legacy Christian, takes on the Covington Franklin Monroe winner. Last year, Rushi played Covington and got beat in the district.
I'll tell you what, it's probably going to be Covington. They have Samantha Whiteman.
Yep.
That girl is the best girls basketball player I've seen in a while. She has all the phases of the game. And just I've gotten to meet her and gotten to know her a little bit. And she is a terrific kid on top of the fact that she's a great basketball player.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, she missed a couple free throws in a recent game. I didn't know that. And I was just kidding her. And I said, Samantha, do you ever miss a free throw? Whenever I've watched you play, it's been swish, swish, swish. And she looked at, I think, her father. and they glared back at each other because they knew that Samantha had hit the rim and bounced a couple off the iron in a recent contest. She thought maybe I was pulling her leg. But, no, she is a marksman, great shooter. What a team player, fine ball handler, assist maker as well. She can dominate a game. So whoever wins this contest will have
their hands full. Yeah, that's a fact.
Yep, with Covington, should Covington defeat Franklin Monroe. And we'll be getting scores from Scott Ward at WTGR-FM. He'll be covering that game for the Tiger. That is the second tilt tonight, I think, down at Brookville, I believe, is the site.
Okay, I just heard from Jeff Bray. We're on loud and clear.
Oh,
so
good.
We're, if you can hear us, I'm sorry about that.
Yep. But Jeff, if you can hear us over the Atlantic Ocean waves, because you're right there on the beach down in South Carolina.
Yeah.
If you can hear us over the tidal waves down there, then we are coming in loud and clear. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this sectional championship game here at Sydney. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Kudos to Bryant Billing. He does an excellent job at the SDN. He's got large shoes to fill. Ken Barhorst, 40 years plus. Wow, what a true pro. Providing all the readers in the Upper Miami Valley with details of Shelby County and area sports. Ken, you are absolutely marvelous. And Bryant, you've got size 15 and a half shoes to fill.
But he's close. He's wearing 14s right now.
So many thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just out the Botkins where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. In Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, owned by Jolene Rinderling. Drop in, tell her you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, both in Rushi as well. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Call Chris North, 498-7282, on the web at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. We've got starting lineups in the tip upcoming in just a moment. It's Rushi Legacy Christian here at Sydney High School. It's one of the two sectional championship games here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 888-498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, Brukkens, pub.com.
Well, I would imagine by the time we get to the middle of game one, we'll have probably 800-900 in here at the Sydney High School gym. Good throng from Rushi down to our right, wearing the, what would you call Rushi's blue, kind of a royal blue?
Yeah, I think so, royal.
And the Legacy Christian Knights sport a Carolina blue.
Yep, go Carolina.
Rushi Raiders in the home white tonight, and Legacy Christian in the away light blue. Should be a very fine basketball game. I'm glad you could join us. We've got Fort Loramie and Mechanicsburg in the second game of two. We might have posted on our site for the span of a couple of days the fact that our doubleheader tonight was starting at 6, webcast time at 5:40. We modified that this morning when we were alerted that game one tonight tips at 5:30, just seconds away. Don't forget, tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com, we are back at Piqua for the lower bracket sectional semifinals. Two games for you, Rushi and Fairlawn in the first, and Bradford and Jackson Center in the second. I'd like to remind you that we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Thanks to Barker Insurance, located just south of Anna, north of Sydney, on Route 25A. For multiple years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. At 9040 North County Road 25A, Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You're always covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. And the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, an underwriting sponsor. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Visit the beautiful showroom on West Michigan Avenue at Route 47 west of I-75. Hundreds of room layouts to view at the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Starting lineups being introduced. Here come the Rushi Raiders, the home team on the scoreboard here this evening. Jennifer Donyer starts at a wing, 5'8 senior. She's averaging 13.5 points a game. She is due for a real good one tonight. Marissa Poling has been coming on strong. She threw her force around against Layman Catholic in a sectional webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. Marissa, just over 11 a game, 6 feet tall in the middle. Shea Borchers starts at a wing. Shea is a 5'8 senior. Ashley Scott in the opening five. Ashley at 7 points a game. And it looks to me like Jessica York is out there as well, as we noted in our pregame. Jessica, a junior, 5'9" tall. That's the opening quintet for head coach Andy Timmerman.
Larissa Poling's got a big gash on her cheek that Matt Zerker was telling me she picked up Saturday in that game. And it looks pretty nasty. She had a bandage on it when she was warming up, but she's taking it off now. So still a very pretty girl. Has nothing to do. But, hopefully that doesn't affect her at all.
Hope not, because she stands to shoot maybe 7, 8, 9 free throws in this game if Rushi gets the ball down inside to her frequently. And obviously, free throws extremely important, especially second half, fourth quarter. They often decide girls' basketball games. Opening tip to start the contest is won by Legacy Christian. Then right away, Legacy goes backdoor and Rushi and gets an easy driving layup. And Legacy takes a 2-0 lead, and the Knights put on full court pressure. Here's Borchers in backcourt. Borchers brings it up the left side. Borchers outside the arc to Scott. Scott in the corner. Cross-court pass for a teammate. And now Rushi settles in against Legacy Christian. Emily Riddle, the senior, 5'7 wing player, bolted to the basket and got the first deuce of this contest. Rushi throws it down inside to York. York tries to shoot once, twice. Each one is blocked. Out of bounds off Legacy.
Yeah, they got burned bad on that back door to start the game. They got to make sure they got their heads in the game from this point on.
Opening 49 seconds. Here's the ball lobbed in out back by Rushi from underneath the rim to Jenna Cordonier straight away. Bingo on a long three-point try. And Rushi takes a 3-2 lead. Need Cordonier to have a hot streak here tonight. Here's Legacy dribbling. It's Honor in the left corner. Margaret Kenzinger, a sophomore, 5'5 guard, starts at the top. She hands off to Hess. She's 17.5 points a game. Emma Hess, sophomore, 5'10", outstanding player. Here is Honor with the ball. Kathleen Honor, a soft, 5'7 performer. She darts into the middle of the floor, scoops it up, missed it, no good. Rebound, Cordonier. Rushi leads 3-2. Cordonier outside the arc on the left to York. She slings it near side to Borchers. Wants to go inside to Poling. Not available. Here's Ashley Scott straight away. Look out. Banked it in. 23-footer. Woo! Rushi off to a fine start. Don't think Ashley meant to chuck that one up there as heavy as it was. But it hit the window right above the flange. And swished. It went through off the glass. 6-2, Rushi. We played 2 minutes. Here's Maddie Combs, coach's daughter. 5'8 junior, dribbles into the lane, hands off to Hess. Hess, deep right corner. Available is Combs. Got it. Long three. Swished it. 6-5. Good beginning offensively for both teams. Here is Rushi. Poling, long lob down the floor, over top the press from Legacy Christian. On top it goes to York. High right to Borchers. 5.5 to go first quarter. 6-5, Rushi. Left wing, Cordonier. Now Poling comes out. Let's see if they flash York into the middle. They do. Can't find her. Left side of the floor. Open player for Rushi is Cordonier. She hoists up a triple. It hit the rim. Banged off of it. Hit the hardwood. Legacy scraps to get the rebound. Here come the Knights down the floor to Riddle. Left corner, Kenzinger. On top to Hess. Hess choked off by Cordonier. Shuffled her feet. Sure did. It's a walk.
But you wonder they went to school today. And their boys' team was upset by a very mediocre Newton team. And that will have some kind of an effect on them. I'm not sure if it's going to be positive or negative. It might have got them more focused.
And that was a 49-46 surprise last night. Newton defeated Legacy Christian, the 1 seed at Troy. My mistake, the 2 seed at Troy behind Springfield Catholic Central. Here's Rushi after the violation against Legacy Christian. Raiders have the ball deep in the right corner and try to throw a bounce pass below the backboard, and it goes all the way opposite corner, out of bounds, untouched.
Well, it was a good thought. The pass just wasn't effective.
4:45 left in the first. 6-5 in favor of Rushi, which has canned 2 threes right out of the gate. One by Ashley Scott, one by Jenna Cordonier. Outside the arc on the right, it's Combs for Legacy Christian. Straight away to Hess. Hess peers in, looks for a teammate, can't find one. Now goes to Kathleen Honor. Low post left to Hess. She dropped the ball on the floor, and Rushi scrapes it up off the hardwood. Here come the Raiders. Second straight turnover by Legacy Christian, both by Hess, the star player. Outside the arc, high right, it's Borchers for Rushi. Now given up to York. Ball flip left side of the floor to Monin, who's in now. She goes baseline to Borchers. Her 10-footer hits the ring, bounds away, and Legacy Christian gets the ball. Quickly, deep left corner, triple by the Knights. A long one missed by Kenzinger. Hit the back iron, flared off the rim, and Borchers tracks down the rebound for Rushi. That was a hard-earned board by her. Yep, nobody scored down better than 2 minutes after the team has piled up 11 points in the first 2 minutes plus.
Well, this is how Houston started. They hit the first two threes of the game, and then they just cooled off from that point on.
Kendall Monin on the floor now for Rushi, the 5'4 sophomore guard. Down to Borchers. Right wing polling, looks for the cutter, York, can't deal it to her. Straight away Cordonier, overplay by Legacy. Then Jenna lobs the ball, baseline left, no one home, out of bounds. Chuck, that looks like that may be the Legacy Christian basketball team occupying the third, fourth, fifth, sixth throw of the bleachers far into the court.
Well, if that is, I give them props to come out. Not seriously, to come out. It would have been easy to just stay home and pout.
Yeah, they're behind the Legacy Christian girls bench. Several rows and an aisle down behind it against the wall. Here's a quick trigger, a long three by Legacy Christian, deflected by Rushi. Hess gets the ball back for the Knights, and she makes a swirling move underneath the rim. Reverse layup, no. Hit the iron, ricocheted away to Rushi. We're still stuck at 6-5. So far, Emma Hess hasn't looked too good. She's the leading scorer on the year for Legacy. Rushi's done a good job defending her. Here's a baseline drive by the Raiders. A little congestion and resistance is met over guarding foul against Legacy. Might have been on Hess, I'm not sure.
I think they called it on Leach, Katie Leach.
Katie Leach picked it up, a sophomore, 5'7 performer. In the active shooting was Rushi.
Kendall Monin.
And the free throw's pumped up and made. Kendall Monin, whom I just noted having entered, took the jolt as she drove the baseline. Makes it 7-5, first free throw good. Second one looks good from here, and it's right on the money. 8-5, Rushi, 2:35 to go first quarter. The good ball handler for Legacy, Kathleen Honor, brings it up over the timeline. Hand off to Hess. Hess behind the arc to Leach. Leach to Honor. Dribbles with the left hand into the paint. Dumped it on the arc to Combs. Combs dribble drive through the key. Behind her to Hess. Again, a mistake by Emma Hess. Her third straight touch of the ball. Her third straight miscue.
Now she started to make a move. The defender was there, and she got caught between dribble and pass and didn't do either one.
Yep, she obviously is sensing some nerves. Rushi leads it 8-5, 2:10 to go first quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it's Olivia Mormon who's checked in. Olivia, 5'4 junior guard. Straight away ahead of the key, Kendall Monin. Deep left corner, Scott, left open. Her line drive three, caught the iron. Rebounded way out on the floor by Rushi. Legacy knocks it out of bounds. Raiders getting the long rebound after the missed trifecta. Inbounding, deep left corner of the floor is 22. Katie Ewing is in now. Head coach Andy Timmerman has used at least eight. Ewing, a 5'6 senior. Here's a steal by Legacy on the arc, taken away by Hunter. And coming up from behind is Olivia Mormon. She taps it away for Rushi, right to Ashley Scott. Heads up play by Olivia. Forecourt right. Rushi hoists up a quick three. Mormon lets it fly off the heel, and it goes up and over the backboard, out of play. Minute 36 to go in the first. We have not had a field goal in this game, Chuck, in 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Rushi is settling on launching the ball, not looking for polling inside at all.
No, not at all, and with Hess continuing to make mistakes, good opportunity for Rushi to expand the lead. And again, here's a bad pass by Legacy Christian right down in front of us. In the corner it goes. The player cut baseline. The ball was bounced behind her into the first row of the seats. Rushi possession once more. Boy, the Raiders need to stretch out this advantage. It's 8-5. A minute 13 to go here in the first quarter. Legacy Christian stressed here at the start of the game. Top of the circle, ball thrown to Olivia Mormon. Left wing Rushi shoots the three from way downtown. Cordonier missed it, no good. Polling rebound, no. Ball batted out of bounds off Legacy.
Yep, Larissa's got to make that shot right there.
Yep. Got to go up strong, get the ball high above the head, and release it from the apex. 59.7 to go, first quarter. Rushi inbounding below the rim, and Hess comes out for Legacy Christian. She's off to a sloppy start. Here's Rushi inbounding, and we got a violation on the baseline.
Stepped in.
Yep. Under a minute to go, first quarter. The field goal scoring in this game has been ground to a halt. Here's Kathleen Hunter. Good shake and bake move down the lane. Wild shot. Hooked it. It hung on the rim. Whistle blew. Ball fell in. It counts. It's a plus one.
Boy, she took that right down the middle of the defense, and nobody stopped her.
Kathleen Honor, last name spelled A-H-N-E-R. And she's another one of the outstanding sophomores on this Legacy team, a club which will be heard from in this sectional for years to come. She completes the three-point chance. We're tied at eight. 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Polling on the arc for Rushi. High left to Scott. Left corner, Olivia Mormon. She tries to drive. She's at the short corner in some trouble. Ball dug off the floor by Polling. Around and out on the baby five-footer. It wouldn't stay in. Legacy Christian reached up, speared the rebound. 20 seconds to go in the first. Honor at midcourt. Legacy spreads it. Emma Hess not out there at the moment for Legacy Christian. And now traveling down beneath the basket is Emily Riddle. Riddle, the senior, gets the ball. She pops out in the deep right corner. Grabbed it, shot it immediately. Air ball, rebound Rushi. Quarter closes. 8-8 tie. We've played 8 minutes. Second quarter upcoming. Rushi, Legacy Christian girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Nothing decided. Rushi 8, Legacy Christian 8. Two threes from the Rushi Raiders, the two field goals for Rushi that came in the first couple minutes. Only one bucket between these two teams over the last 6 minutes of the opening eight.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get Polling involved. She had to pick the ball up off the floor off a fumble to get a shot. She had to catch a ball around her ankles to get a shot. They need to get her the ball down on the block.
Here's Larissa, foul line extended right. She catches, gives it up, and it's a cutter. Scott, baseline right, pass a bit off the mark. She couldn't reel it in. It goes out of bounds. Game being plagued now the last several minutes by turnovers each way.
Both teams look a little nervous.
Hess back on the floor now for Legacy. She's the blockbuster sophomore performer. She is at the elbow on the right. Jenna Cordonier guards her. Hess gives it up, gets it back. Cordonier tracks her. Hess relieves the ball to Combs. Combs to Honor. Honor penetrates the lane. Oh, look at that athletic move. Fadeaway bank shot from 7 feet right in front of us. And she kissed it in off the window. Five straight points by Honor. Here's Rushi not managing pressure very well, and the Raiders throw it into the scorer's table. We are perched at the south end of the floor, actually the southeast corner of Sydney High School. We're on the court, very good view. Rushi cheering section to our right. In fact, the student section is at our immediate right. Here is Legacy Christian with its first lead of the game at 10-8. Throwing the ball inside to Hess. Hess has a turnaround. Jay partially blocked. Taken down by Rushi. Rushi quickly up the floor. Baseline right. Jump shot fired. No. Missed on the play by York. But she's tagged on the arm, and she'll get two.
Yeah, Hess took a swat at it. Got her on the wrist.
Foul number one on Hess. 10-8. Legacy leads. Two free throws, York, in and out. No good. Eberushi without a field goal since about the six-minute mark of the first quarter. Second shot by York. Dips the knees big time and drains it. 10-9, Legacy leads by one. A minute 20 played here in the second quarter. Honor to midcourt. Outside the arc on the left. It is handled there by Kensinger. Deep in the left corner, Combs. Combs circles around on top. Checked closely by York. Baseline right, it's Honor. She's doubled. Ball reversed to Kensinger. High right to Hess. Hess on a weave to a teammate. It's Riddle. Now coming out is Ashley Scott to put the pressure on Honor, who shoots over Ashley. A long one. Missed it. A little lengthy. Rebound pulling of Rushi. Raiders a chance to go on top. Here's Cordonier pulling up at the head of the key. 10-9, Legacy. 6 minutes, 8 seconds to go, first half. Cordonier, bounce pass to Scott, baseline right, whipped it inside to Poling. She goes opposite to Borchers. Borchers on a drive, leaves it short. Deflection, Legacy, rebounded by Rushi. Thrown outside to Poling. 16-foot J, missed everything. Scrum for the loose ball. Tie-up occurs, give it to Legacy.
Boy, they just really act like they're incredibly scared out there right now.
Yeah, Rushi Raiders shooting is not even close. Girls have got to get it straightened out. Thankfully for Rushi, Legacy turned it over the last half of the first quarter, and the Knights lead it by just one, 10-9. Straight away with the ball, it's Honor for Legacy Christian. Now to Hess. Hess doesn't have a field goal. He's picked up by Cordonia. One thing about Emma Hess, if she's challenged, she'll give the ball up in a hurry. Here's a long, high-arching three-pointer by Kensinger of Legacy. No good. Off the heel. Way up in the air. Down to Cordonier. Long throw down the floor to Scott. She's cherry-picking. She leaked out. She caught it. Laid it in. And was bopped in the head as she scored.
Well, I tell you what. Nice. Cordonier got the rebound through an outstanding outlet pass down to Scott.
It was, Chuck. That ball thrown by Jenna sailed over about seven players' heads, landed perfectly, chest high to Ashley, who dropped it in. She was smacked on the play. Her free throw, it is lipping the rim out to the left. It looked good from here, just wouldn't stay down. Snapped out of the cylinder, but the field goal by Scott after the assist by Cordonier gives Rushi a one-point lead, 11-10. 5:09 left to go here in the first half of play. Here's a jump shot, high right by Hess, three-pointer. It hit the back brace, and the rebound sprayed to Cordonier. Long lead out down the floor to York, baseline right. York gives it up behind her to Shea Borchers, now to Jenna. Jenna, baseline left, starts a drive, and the ball is touched by Legacy, goes out of bounds.
They get a rebound, and three Legacy girls are trying to surround the rebound. If you can just outlet and go, you got a fast break every time.
Mm-hmm, good point. Inbounds underneath the rim to Cordonier. Baseline right, open shooter, York, 12-footer, danced around the rim, came off. Rebound Legacy. Jessica went racing in, tried to snatch the offensive board under a missed shot. She was too aggressive. Legacy will bring it down the floor, common foul. 4:44 left in the second. Low scoring, 11-10. Rushi by one. Legacy's Honor timeline. Flips it outside the arc on the left to Maddie Combs. On a weave to Hess. Hess pulls up at the elbow. Shoots from 16. Swish. That was fluid.
You're not going to hold her down the whole game. You need to push up while she's still struggling a little bit.
First field goal by Emma Hess. Design play. 12-11 Legacy. Here's Poling. Baseline right up and under. Whips two Legacy players and scores.
And the two post players now score back-to-back, so hopefully that'll get them both started.
13-12, Rushi back on top by one. Handoff on the play to Combs. Combs hits a teammate, Honor. Honor with a high dribble. So that was Emily Riddle who turned it over. Clearly a mistake by her. Challenged defensively by Rushi. And the ball comes back to the Raiders, who are up one with 3:58 to go in the second. Legacy puts three or four light blue shirts in backcourt, pressuring Rushi, which comes down the right side of the floor. Heads up play by a Raider who stumbled. MAS came over late. Second foul on the star player for Legacy. That was unnecessary defense.
Well, she needs to get over there and put a foot on the sideline and turn her back in. She got there late and just went ahead and continued onto the line.
Oh, that's a break for the Raiders. Olivia Mormon seemingly had a lane up the right side of the floor. Hess was trying to beat her to the spot, didn't. Obviously a defensive foul. Here's Rushi shooting out back. It's Mormon straight away. Long, high-arching three. Hit the back rim. Long rebound on her for Legacy. She darts down the floor, pulls up at the foul line. Emma Hess on the bench now. Here's a near travel in the corner. In fact, Daniel Matthews, the 5'11 senior, is in, did walk. The referee missed it. Exploding into the lane on her. Deep left corner triple by Legacy. Riddle in and out. Circled the rim twice. That was a 7-20 job.
Yeah, that was. She's a good shooter when she sets her feet down there.
That went around 360 twice. Rebound down to Poling. Poling fed it up the floor to a Raider teammate. We got a hooking foul on Legacy.
Now there's a kick.
Oh, it's a kick.
Yep. Ford. They've got to reverse the basketball, and with Hess sitting on the bench, they got to get the ball down to Poling every time down the floor right now.
Four team fouls on Legacy Christian. Ball thrown in top of the circle. Cordon here, pitch and catch with Olivia Mormon. Left side of the floor, Kendall Monin. Good bounce pass low on the left to Poling. Poling gave it up, foul stripe to Kendall. Right flank to the jump shooter inside the arc. Yes, Olivia Mormon pours it through.
That's inside out. You get it down there, everybody collapse. You got open shots.
15-12, long deuce by Olivia. Here's Otter down the floor. Left wing to the three-point shooter for the night. She's open. Maddie Combs missed it. Rebound Rushi. Player dragged down in backcourt. Foul honor of Legacy. Team's fifth. I'd say right now, Chuck, Legacy Christian more nervous than Rushi. Of course, Legacy, unlike Rushi, doesn't have experience advancing deep into girls' tournaments. Raiders went to the regional 2 years ago, got to the district last season. Here's a ball batted out of bounds right at the Legacy bench. Three-point lead, Rushi. 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Emma Hess on the bench. Again, opportunity for the Raiders to make hay. Top of the circle, it goes to Jenna Cordonier. Cutting into the lane, York. York spins. Reach in by Legacy. Ruled a tie-up. Good play by the Knights. Rushi will retain it, though. Good hustle move by Katie Leach. She forced the tie-up. 2:24 left here in the second quarter. Rushi inbounding right of the rim. Ball fed left corner to Scott. Deflected out of bounds off Legacy. 15-12, Rushi leads by three. Legacy went up 10-8 and 10-9. Good inbounds pass, low on the left. Ball caught by Mormon in traffic. Ball flared off the underneath side of the board. Gobbled up by Legacy, quickly down the floor. Honor on the arc to Riddle. Riddle with a runner in the lane. No good, off the back iron. She had a close one. She was just 4 or 5 feet away. Couldn't get it to drop. Rushi snared the rebound. On the arc, Raiders. Cordonier. Left side pass, York. Looks inside for Poling. Now ball is lobbed opposite to Borchers. Near side, it's caught by Kendall Monin. Deep right corner, Poling. Goes cross court to Cordonier. Big possession here. Three-point try, Rushi. High right, Mormon. Short, no good. Offensive rebound, York. Torn away from her by Legacy Christian's Leach again. And it's a jump again. This time, Legacy Christian gets possession.
You get the rebound high, you bring it down to your waist, you're in trouble. You'll get tied up every time.
Freshman Ella Haney, about whom we spoke in the pregame, on the floor now for Rushi, a 5'9 ninth grader. Good product. She is going to be a solid performer for the varsity. A minute 35 to go here in the first half. Legacy stuck at 12. Knights have scored just 2 points in the last 4 minutes. Rushi up three. Far left side of the floor. It's on her going baseline. She dribbles almost out of bounds with the ball. fed it to a teammate late. It is out of bounds right here at the scoresbroadcast.com table, and Rushi will throw it in. Tell you what, Chuck, the Knights are making some plays they can't possibly make.
Well, yeah. I mean, she got herself down there on the baseline, had no place to go.
Yeah, they're trying to do some things they can't get done. Here's a long three try, left wing by Scott. No good for Rushi. Offensive rebound, Poling missed. An easy one. Scott got it. Baseline left and banked it in. Good awareness by Ashley Scott. She made the third shot in that possession for Legacy. Knights are down five. They simply have to play more under control. That's all there is to it. Here's Riddle straight away with the ball. She gives up her dribble. Now throws to Honor. Honor with pretty good defense on the play by a Raider who gets burned eventually. She went right around Kendall Mon and did Honor, and she shoveled it in off the window. 17-14. Rushi in a hurry tries to beat Legacy before its defense gets set up. And the Raiders draw a foul, the sixth on the Knights. It's common. Rushi will throw in with 32.7 left. First half. Ball lobbed in, stolen by Matthews. Her long arms of Legacy Christian reached up, snatched it out of the air. And now the Knights can play for one. 17-14 Rushi. 20 seconds to go here in the first half. Emma Hess not on the floor for Legacy Christian, having been subbed for by Danielle Matthews, who just made a very good steal. Down to 9, 8, 7. Honor on the dribble, head of the key. Oh, she fumbled it, might have double dribbled, got away with it, swished an off-balance shot. My goodness, she wouldn't try that one in a horse. It looked like she turned it over, got away with the miscue, and then gobbled it back up after clearly traveling, it appeared, from our vantage point. And then in one motion, as she recollected the ball, Chuck, she flipped it toward the rim from 14 feet away. In it went, beat the buzzer by 2 seconds, and Legacy is within one.
Well, it was a travel or a double dribble, but it was one of the two for sure.
No question. Might have been both at the same time. 17-16, Rushi, which led 17-12 with a minute left in the second quarter. Raiders didn't make as much progress as they should have, with Emma Hess turning it over, scoring only 2 points, and being riddled with turnovers in that first half, and sitting probably, I bet, 6 or 7 of the 16 minutes in the first two quarters of this game.
Yeah, she sat quite a bit. She only had the one basket, but Honor has picked it up. She's got 9 at the half.
She's difficult to defend, Chuck, because she is so unorthodox.
Well, you need to back up a little bit because she's not made a shot yet from outside, so you can't be right up on her because there's nobody out there for Rushi that can guard her. She's proving that.
No, you're right. Let her shoot. She'll dribble behind her back, between her legs. Her bread and butter is putting it on the deck and taking it to the rim.
Getting to the roof to hit the hoop, and you need to make her make something before you allow her to continue to do that.
It's our halftime here at Sydney High School. Girls D4 sectional championship game. Legacy Christian trails Rushi by 1, 17-16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're here at Sydney High School, perched on the floor at the far southeast corner. Good vantage point. We're on the baseline. We were at the end where Legacy Christian was shooting in the first half. Rushi will be coming our way toward the Rushi bench here in the second half. Raiders possess a slim one-point lead over Legacy Christian, 17-16. Rushi's biggest lead, 17-12, 5 points. Biggest lead for Legacy, 10-8, 2 points. It's been tight. Chuck, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, the Raiders have a 15-7 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over 7 times in the first half. Legacy went to the free throw line once and made it. Rushi 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Legacy, Kathleen Honor had 9. She really picked up the pace because they got 3 from Combs, only 2 from Hess, and 2 from Kessinger. They scored 8 in both quarters, 16 for the half. Rushi, a lot more girls scored. Ashley Scott leads them with 7. Then you go all the way down to 3 for Cardonier, 2 for Poling, 2 for Kendall Monin, 2 for Olivia Mormon, and a free throw for Jessica York. They scored 8 and 9, and they lead it 17-16 at the half.
Now, one thing head coach Andy Timmerman has done over the course of the season, Chuck, he's developed a bench. And yeah. There's really drop-off when Rushi goes to its bench. These young ladies are performing quite well. We continue to see play from Kendall Monin, Olivia Mormon. Saw a little bit of Katie Hewing. Ella Haney was on the court briefly. And two or three different young ladies have been shadowing Emma Hess. I think a key to this game is going to be the first 2-3 minutes of the third quarter. Can Rushi continue to spy on Hess and hold her in check? Some nerves clearly in the first half. I thought Legacy showed a little more tension than did Rushi. Who's going to make a few outside shots? Neither team shooting it well.
No, I mean, Matt Zerker didn't bring his little machine, so I don't have the shooting percentages, but neither team shot it well. Rushi hit the 2 threes to start the game, and I think they took probably 4 or 5 after that. Didn't even come close. Legacy has 1 3, and that was by Combs early. So neither team really shooting the ball from the outside well. Defensively, both teams playing pretty well. Rushi has got to get a push here to start the third quarter, like you said.
Yeah.
The first 2 or 3 minutes of this third quarter is probably going to dictate the outcome of the basketball game.
Ashley Scott had her nose in the mix of things. Jenna Cordonier needs to be more active, and you're right, Larissa Poling needs to park herself in the paint and be a force over the final two quarters.
Well, with Hess sitting on the bench the last 3 minutes offensively on the game clock, she was out in the corner. She wasn't even inside. You know, I don't get it. I mean, I'm not at their practice, so I'm not critiquing what their thought process is, but I know where she'd be if I was coaching.
1 point lead, Rushi at the break. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee, cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back here to Sydney High School. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. About a minute away from the start of our third quarter. It is Rushi 17, Legacy Christian 16. A sectional championship game, girls division 4 here at Sydney High School tonight. A second championship game to follow between one loss Fort Loramie and its opponent, Mechanicsburg. Should be an interesting clash.
They've got a nice coaching staff. They've been there a long time. She was at Miami East with a state championship back in the day. Moved over to Mechanicsburg. They're always a force in this tournament.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it's the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly, the owner, you heard about her shop right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Rushi Raiders possession right in front of us. York available. Inside the arc, left wing, 15-footer. Hits the bottom of the cylinder right through.
Good ball movement that time, and they found Jessica out on the wing. Nice shot.
Jessica York opens up the third quarter for the Raiders with a two-point jumper to give Rushi a three-point edge, 19-16. With possession, it is Legacy Christian. Here's Riddle dribbling into the lane. Swirls it up there with the left hand. A little sloppy, way short. Rebound, Rushi. Steal on the play by Legacy Christian. Driving layup blown by Honor. Rebound on the deck. Who's got it? It's a jump. Wow, Legacy Christian, Chuck. More so than Rushi, missing a lot of in-close shots. Each team's missed some from point-blank range.
I had to erase the two that time. There was no way she should have missed that shot.
No. Lobbing in on the play is Legacy Christian as Rushi touched it last when it went out of bounds seconds ago. We played a minute here in the third quarter. Rushi up a three. Here's Honor driving to the lane. Leaves it behind her for the three-point shooter. Kensinger bombs away. Good from long distance. She likes to shoot them from range. And she can occasionally warm up as she did there to tie it at 19. Quickly, Rushi goes into the post to Poling. She's doubled. Outside the arc on the right wing to Monin. Monin explodes into the paint area. Double team tie-up occurs. And the arrow means Rushi will keep the basketball. Baseline left, Ashley Scott, who's played well, will trigger. Game's even at 19. It goes to Poling in the left corner. Out high, Jenna Cordagna loops it across the top of the circle to Kendall Monin, and then she makes a pass into the extreme corner for York. It's not there, off the arm, out of bounds.
Again, I mean, I don't know how you don't catch that pass. It's just all nerves.
Both teams experiencing the tension of this game. Sectional final, 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. We're even up at 19 apiece. Here's Legacy Christian's Hess playing with two fouls. She's turned it over at least four times in this game. sat about 40% of the first half with the two personals. Handoff on the play to Honor. Honor fakes right, goes left. Carves out space in the lane. Running wild, left-handed shot is banked in on the go. Boy, she's unorthodox indeed. But good at it. Just a sophomore.
She gets to the rim as well as anybody we've watched.
Sure does. Two-point lead Legacy. Pressure giving Rushi some trouble. Raiders do bring it down at York. Pulls up at the elbow on the right. Didn't stop in time. She shuffled. Right now, momentum, Legacy Christian, which leads at 21-19. And we got a timeout called, I think, by Rushi. 5:48 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
So much gratitude here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, State Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Here's Hess behind the screen for Legacy Christian, and she hurls up a long three, fading away, knocked to the floor. The ball fell 5 feet short, but she'll get three, count them, three free throws. Good beginning after the timeout for Legacy Christian.
They went up and hit her on the arm on the shot. I mean, let her make her make it.
Hess is an 80% free throw shooter, and she buries it to make it 22-19 Legacy Christian. I think I saw the worst foul, Chuck, I've ever seen in basketball on a three-point shot. Young man for Indiana last night, it caught the tail end of that game. He leaped off the floor. I bet his shoes were 5 feet off the ground. His shoes were as high off the floor as the shoulders of the shooter. He just completely wiped him out. And Indiana had a three-point lead, and all three free throws were made.
Is that what took it into overtime?
Yeah. And while I was talking, Hess shot three free throws.
Made two, maybe missed the third one.
Two out of three for Emma Hess, and it's 23-19, Legacy by four. With 5:14 left to go here in the third quarter, Scott with a head fake. On the wing for Rushi. Top of the circle, York. Hess manning the middle. Legacy Christian appears to be in some kind of a... That is a man-to-man defense, I think. Yep. Straight away outside at Scott. Cordonier and Poling swap positions either side of the lane. Scott gives the ball up, deflected into backcourt by Legacy. Run down by York. Right now, Legacy Christian's defense has got Rushi stymied. It's a four-point lead for the Knights. High right to Poling. Well, Rushi's got to find a way to get Larissa the ball in the lane. Baseline left, it's Monin. Good shovel pass down into Larissa. There it is. They got the memo, and Larissa banks it in from 3 feet.
I'm not sure there's anything that Legacy can do about that.
No. 23-21. Rushi back within two on the field goal by Larissa, a point blanker. Deep in the right corner, ball handled by Combs. Combs to Kenzinger. Outside the arc on the right to Honor for Legacy Christian. She's had a splendid game for the Knights. Coming out to catch is Hess. Hess doesn't dribble. With a screen, high left is Kenzinger. Look out. High Archer got it from way downtown. She's dangerous. She's got two long-range trifectas.
Boy, they just moved the ball very well.
Legacy 26, Rushi 21. Knights seem to be more at ease now. Here's Rushi, forecourt, baseline left. Here's a wide jump shot missed by Monin. Kendall couldn't get it to go. Rebound York in the lane. No. Ball tipped out to Scott. 17-footer. No. Strong rebound. Poling back up and in. 26-23. Legacy by three.
That's a big possession right there.
That sure was. Rushi's had a few possessions on the night with multiple shots. Dribbling is Riddle outside the arc. High right for Legacy. Goes in the corner to Honor. She's choked off. Nowhere to go. Gives it up to teammate Emily Riddle, who darts into the lane. Here's Hess outside the arc, left wing. She glides through the paint area, shovels it on the run, way short. Boy, she could have stopped and taken a little baby J.
Yeah,
didn't.
That was a force.
Yep. Rushi thankful for that. Easy rebound, Raiders. Chance to tie it up with a three ball. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Poling at the elbow in the left. Back to the basket. Hand off to Scott, 25 feet out. Nader Cardagna, open, foul line, 16-footer, oh, in and out. Good, strong board, Kendall Monin, fouled in the act of shooting.
I think Kendall got away with a little choppy step in there.
Might have, yep. 2:33 left here in the third quarter. Legacy Christian, 26, Rushi, 23. Free throw Monin, switch for Rushi. Here comes Haney back on the floor along with Borchers. Scott gets a respite for Rushi. York out briefly as well. Second free throw here for the Raiders. Kendall Monin on the way. No good. Hit the back brace. Spearing the rebound is Emma Hess for Legacy Christian. Hey, what? She's been in somewhat of a shell in this game. The Legacy still leads by two. She's not going to come close to her per-game average of nearly 18. Here is Honor to Hess. Telegraph pass nearly stolen by Haney. Gotten back by Hess. Hess dribbles through the top of the key. Throws it down into the left corner to teammate Riddle. Riddle to Honor. Baseline drive. It's forced. No good. Rebound. Baseline. Opposite side of the floor. Jump shot is in by Honor. She is everywhere. She's got double digits, right?
Yeah, she's got 13, and she's the difference in this game.
Here's Poling. Here's Haney, baseline left. Feeds foul line to Cardagna. Passed up a jumper. Rushi down 4, minute 40 to go in the third. Haney, baseline, starts to drive. Nowhere to go. Not back to Monin. Squeezes her way into the lane. Might have gotten away with a turnover. Ball knocked loose by Legacy. Rushi gets a timeout. Raiders fumbling their way at the offensive end right now. Down 4, 91 seconds to go in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
If the Raiders are trying to push the ball down inside to Larissa Poling, but Rushi does not want to continue to pass up foul line jump shots. They've had a couple here in the last minute. Didn't look to shoot it.
Well, they're circling her with three people. If you're not going to make a shot, there's no reason for them to quit.
Larissa gets jammed by a trio down inside. Here's Cordonier, head of the key for Rushi. Outside the arc in the right wing to Borcher. Straight away, Jenna. Now here's Poling, but she's behind the arc. Left flank, it goes to Olivia Mormon. Deep left corner, triple, tried by Cordonier. It's sprayed off the rim. Rebound down to Honor for Legacy, which owns a four-point lead with a minute to go in the third quarter. Straight away with the ball, it is Riddle. Riddle, high dribble. Gives it up to a teammate who explodes into the lane. Twisting maneuver by Maddie Combs. Combs behind her to Kenzinger. Kenzinger with a running shot in the paint area. Blocked out of her hands by Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Big possession. Olivia Mormon, top of the circle. To Poling. She goes opposite to Cordonier. Cordonier flips it down inside to York. She's available.
Wow.
Jessica York to the rack. Up and good.
That was a heck of a catch in traffic right there.
And what a feed by Cordonier. I think that was Jenna who threw it to her.
Yep.
good assist, 28-26 in favor of Legacy by two. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Emma Hess controls the ball, 35 feet from the hoop. Picked up out there by Cordonier. Handoff on the play to Honor. Honor will keep it. She'll try to drive behind the back. Foul line. Spin move. Nowhere to go. Twisting, turning. 16-footer off the mark. Rebound, Rushi. Raiders get it down the floor late, and the third quarter closes. But Rushi is within two. Raiders led by one at halftime. It is 28-26. Legacy Christian after three quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Legacy Christian outscored Rushi 12-9 in the third quarter to turn a one-point halftime deficit into a lead of two at the end of three. Legacy with possession. Here's a left-corner jump shot by Honor to start the period. It's no good. Rushi with a quick fast break. Here's York barreling down the floor. Caught it and laid it in.
Nice.
Well done for the Raiders. As Rushi bursted down the hardwood, a three-on-two. It whipped Legacy Christian to tie the game up at 28-all. Outstanding play by York. 7:20 left here in the fourth quarter of the game. Here's a high dribble by Kathleen Honor through the top of the circle. She's nearly tripped by Olivia Mormon. It's a common foul. Neither team in jeopardy at the moment of hitting the one-on-one situation.
No, and I think the officiating's been pretty darn good.
It's been solid. Tied up at 28. Rushi's biggest lead, 5, 17-12. It was a 28-24 lead by Legacy late in the third. Here's a running one-hander down the right side of the lane by Legacy's Katie Leach. After retrieving the inbounds pass, foul against Rushi. Not in the act of shooting, though.
Jessica York has her second. Nobody in foul trouble.
Emma Hess not getting the ball in shooting position for Legacy Christian. Here she's got it. Took the inbounds pass from way out back, 27 feet from the rim, and she lofted one in dead center.
I guess she was in shooting position.
Wow. 31-28 Legacy. Cordonier, top of the key, angles right. Gets it down on the block to Poling against Danielle Matthews. Powers to the hoop. Got it for two. Marissa Poling puts it up and in. 31-30, Legacy by one. 6:44 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Kathleen Honor sliding her way down the right side of the lane. She's got nowhere to go. Was going to pass the ball off to a white shirt, I think. Tried to make a pocket pass to a Rushi player, but is bailed out. Foul called, reach in against Rushi.
And they called it on Vaughn Mormon.
Ball inbounded low on the right to Danielle Matthews for Legacy, which leads by one. 6:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. Emma Hess, head of the key, fakes right, goes left. Picked up by Cordonier. On the arc, it is fed to Leach. She dribbles behind the back. That got her in trouble as Rushi tipped the ball away, nodded it. Raiders possession, 31-30 Legacy. 6:26 left in the fourth. If you can, you pound it right back inside to Larissa Poling.
Absolutely. Jenna Cordonier's done a real nice job on Hess.
Sure has.
She hadn't scored much, but I think that's probably what they were hoping for her to do defensively.
Yep, Jenna's been a thorn in the side of Emma Hess, no question. Emma doesn't get the ball very often down below the foul line, Chuck.
I think she likes to roam around on the perimeter.
Here's Ashley Scott, head of the key, hand off to York. York bobble it, and it's jerked right away from her by Honor. And then York reaches back in her anxiousness, and fouls.
Man.
Number three on York?
Yes.
6:18 to go. Miscue by Rushi, leading to a legacy possession without a shot taken. We're near the six-minute mark in the fourth. 31-30. Legacy Christian leads. 30 feet away. Ball handled by Maddie Combs. Now to MS. Top of the circle. Different defensive assignment now. It's Kendall Monum. Here's Hess.
Wow.
Herky-jerky move. Left-handed running hook. It's banked in from 10 feet. Wow, was that ever nicely done. Right back inside to Poling. Poling has it blocked by Matthews of Legacy. Marissa tried the eight-footer. Didn't get the ball far enough up above the head, and Matthews smacked it away. Three-point lead Legacy. Timeout for the leading team. The Knights call the T.O. 5:38 to go in the fourth. Rushi down three on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Oh, it's crunch time now here on scoresbroadcast.com. This is where the rubber meets the road.
Well, they're down three, and they really can't afford to fall much farther behind.
Rushi trailing Legacy Christian by 3 points in a game in which the biggest lead has been 17 to 12. Rushi, Legacy's been up by four. 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 33-30. Legacy with the ball. Knights ahead. High right, it's Maddie Combs. Looks for a teammate. There's a long lob down low in the left to Hess. She's doubled. Fires a bullet opposite in the corner. It's out of bounds. Good defense by Rushi, which immediately came to help against Hess.
Yeah, good choice because Poling had her on one side. Cordonier dropped down on the other.
And as a result, Hess got a little bit anxious with her next move and fired a hot pass out of bounds. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Rushi down three. Poling outside the arc on the right. Larissa, ball high overhead. Gives it up near corner to Scott. Scott to Cordonier, 25 feet away. Now Borchers. Deep left corner of the floor. It's Kendall Monin. Monin now to Poling, who's 25 feet away again. Straight away, Ashley Scott. Long, high arching three ball. Yes! Ashley Scott knots it up at 33. Boy, she's had a sparkling game here tonight. Ashley Scott's been sharp. We're even up at 33. 4.5 left. Here's Honor. Here's Hess. Right wing. She steps back, shoots the three. Way off the mark. Rebound volleyballed around. Off Legacy. Ashley Scott with a critical three-point hoop.
Yeah, that was huge. She's got 10 now.
Yep, she's had a dazzling game here for the Raiders. Jay Borchers gets a spell on the sideline. Here comes Rushi into the forecourt. Right now, Rushi a chance to go up a two or three. 4:21 left in the fourth. Here's York. Fakes the handoff to Cordonier. Outside the arc on the right to Scott. Dumps it down inside to Poling. She's doubled, tripled, gave it up to Scott. Now Kendall Monin on the arc. Head of the key. Rushi retreats. Five team fouls on Rushi. One on Legacy. Far left side of the floor, it's Monin. Elbow in the right, York. Near side, Cordonier. Cordonier hangs on, goes to Poling, baseline right. She's out of position, gives the ball up. Here's Ashley Scott, open again, in and out on the three. What a great rebound by Poling. To Scott on the arc. No, it's a two-pointer. Got it. Straddling the three-point line, Ashley Scott, after a great offensive rebound from Poling, who dished it right back to her. Ashley buried it. Two-point lead, Rushi. Here's Legacy for the lead. Right corner, it's Riddle. Short, no good. She missed the three. Rebound, Scott, to Cordonier. Cordonier on the run down the floor. Blocked out of bounds. Emma Hess crammed it.
She did a nice job of keeping her body out, and then she swatted that one.
3 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Legacy's hit a dry spell. Rushi's warmed up a little bit. Raiders by two. Ashley Scott has been splendid. Ball thrown left corner for York, deflected by Hess. It goes out of bounds.
Boy, they stand there and they look and they throw at the same spots. You got to move the ball to move the defender's hands. You can't just look to where you're going to throw it.
And if you're the receiver, you've got to go meet the pass. Far left wing, Cordonier for the Raiders. Rushi up two, only one team foul in Legacy. Outside the arc, it's Poling. Dribbles, weaves to Cordonier, still outside the arc. Poling now goes down inside. Here's Scott with the ball, top of the circle. Now to Poling, 25 feet away. High left. Here's Cordonier. She's got an avenue down the lane. Jenna to the rim. Too hard on the layup. Rebound, Legacy.
That's a good take, just didn't drop it.
Maddie Combs at midcourt for Legacy, which is down two, 35-33. 2:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Honor dribbles between the legs against Kendall Monin. Coming out to catch, it is Combs. Outside the arc left wing, it's Honor. She jacks up a long three, a skyscraper, and drills it. Legacy by one. Quickly, Rushi forecourt, Monin. Near side, Scott. Ashley steps inside the three-point line.
No, she didn't travel. That's a bad call. It looked like she was gone, too. He blew the whistle in anticipation.
Yep, I would agree with you, Chuck. Ashley made a long stride during her final dribble. She lunged a little bit after she set her pivot foot, but didn't pick it up. That's a tough break. 36-35, Legacy timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We've got a thriller in progress here at Sidney High School. Girls Sectional Championship Division 4, 36-35. Legacy Christian over Rushi with 2:19 left. That last triple was thrown in by Honor. Was that who made it, Chuck?
Yes, she's been three. She got 16.
Wow. She averages about 12 and a half. Hess close to 18. Rushi's held Hess in check, but Honor has exploded. Five team fouls, Rushi. One on Legacy Christian. Honor dribbles between the legs against Kendall Monin with 2:06 to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, this is going to spread the floor and let her make moves.
And here's Honor at the center line, dribbles to the foul stripe, and then circles the wagons back out. And I think Legacy Christian is probably going to hang on to the ball, milk the clock. And they throw it near the timeline, far right side of the floor to Combs. Combs dribbles through the top of the circle, goes down to the left corner of the floor. She's boxed in trouble. Rushi swipes it. Here's a steal. Legacy got careless. Four court left, it's Kendall Monin. Bounce pass for Poling, intercepted right back by Honor of Legacy. A minute 28 to go. Legacy leads by one, 36-35. And again,
it's a kick.
Legacy Christian gets a timeout. Chuck, you thought Legacy kicked it.
She put a foot out and kicked the ball. This guy on this side of the floor has been awful down the stretch. You hate to see the kids make mistakes. This guy's getting paid to make these mistakes.
Yeah, when you stick the foot out, gain an advantage, and get the foot on ball and come away with a takeaway, That whistle should have blown. Rushi should have retained possession. Tough break. Oh, we're down to just over a minute to go. Legacy Christian possession. Right back where we were after the last timeout. Still a one-point contest. Legacy Christian basketball. 36-35. Rushi trails it by one. Again, when this game concludes, we'll have a short wrap, highlight our Clancy's players of the game, then go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes, then return online with a short pregame in advance of Mechanicsburg and Fort Loramie to follow in the other sectional championship contest here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I just heard from Scott Ward. Tri-Village leads Bradford 33-24 at the half.
Oh, a little closer than I expected.
Yeah, Bradford didn't have a bad season, but Tri-Village is pretty darn good. A
lot of points, 33 after two quarters. We're 36-35 here with a minute 25 to go in the fourth.
Yeah.
Legacy Christian ball at midcourt. Five team fouls in Rushi. Legacy Christian has committed just one. Here's Honor dribbling between the legs. 30 feet out against Monin. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Kenzinger. Here's a backdoor cutter. Legacy caught it and laid it in. Well done. It was Emily Riddle who burned Rushi, and it's a three-point advantage. 38-35, a minute to go. Raiders down three. Cordonier to Scott, near center circle. Scott throws high right to Cordonier. Cordonier on the bounce. Inside to Poling. Here's a wraparound hooking foul. That, Chuck, was a good foul on the Knights because Poling would have had spin-around position. It's common. Simply ball out of bounds.
They've got four more fouls to give.
And Legacy Christian utilizes yet another timeout with 51.5 to go. Rushi down by 3 points. 38-35 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Again, thank you. Thank you very much. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. And Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Rushi inbounding, 48 seconds left. Raiders down three. Rushi with the ball right in front of us. Ashley Scott at midcourt. Muffed it, got it back. Fed it to Cordonier. She's open, shoots the three. Deflected by Legacy Christian, which catches the ball below the rim. Rushi may have no choice but to foul. 30 seconds left. Down the floor to Hess. She's sandwiched. Foul. Rushi still just ball out of bounds. Sixth on the Raiders. 29.5 remaining. Raiders with Olivia Mormon checking in. She may be a designated fouler here. Legacy Christian inbounding side court. It's flipped into backcourt to Honor. And Honor dribbles up the floor. Rushi tries to draw the charge, hitting the deck, trying to win the Emmy is Olivia Mormon. Fairly close call goes against Rushi, blocking 1-1 for Legacy.
She did a nice job of making it look close to a charge.
Yep. Oh, I've seen that called charge.
In
the college game.
Especially with that guy. He could have absolutely blown it.
26.1 left here in the fourth. 1-1 for Legacy. This is critical. Kathleen Honor, who's had a razor-sharp game, is at the stripe. Her free throw, though, is crooked. Way off to the left. Rebound Raiders. Still an opportunity. Let's see if Rushi shoots the three or pounds it down into Poling. They don't need a three yet. Now they may need one. 14 seconds left. Here's Cordonier outside the arc, left wing. Got it! Got it! Jenna Cordonier with a great head fake. Oh, what a fake by Jenna. She caught the ball 27 feet away. Looked as if she was going to flip one. Two Legacy Christian defenders flew by. What a head fake by Jenna. Then she took a bounce, a step forward, and shot it from 23 and a half and airmailed it in to knot it up with 9.1 remaining.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was as good a play as you're going to see somebody make. When she started to shoot the ball, I thought, man, she's going to get crammed. She dropped her head. The girl flew by her, did a wonderful job to get to the line, get over here to the line. Now they got to play defense. They can't afford to foul. They cannot afford to foul. Put them on the free throw line.
Well, if you're Rushi defensively, you make darn sure, if you can, that neither Honor nor Hess beat you here in the last couple seconds.
Well, if I'm Legacy Christian, I'm going to try to get the ball to Honor, and I'm going to get everybody the heck out of her way. I'm going to see if she can get to the rim.
Yep, Rushi will line up its defense at midcourt. Here at the far end line, Legacy throws it in. We've got to go 94 feet. Legacy lets the ball roll and roll and roll. Honor picks it up at the timeline. 8-7. We're tied at 38. Honor gave it up, got it back, and shot the three.
Wow.
And hit it from way outside at the buzzer. 25-footer, Kathleen Honor of Legacy Christian. Wow, Rushi was nearby. Not checking her real tightly, though. Honor from long distance buried it, and Legacy Christian wins on a buzzer beater, 41-38 over Rushi. Entertaining, thrilling game, heartbreaking one for Rushi to lose. That, Chuck, two nights, two buzzer beaters. One Piqua boys tourney last evening. One Sydney girls tourney tonight. What a shot by Kathleen Honor. She deserved it. Boy, she was the playmaker
was
of the
terrific.
Night.
She was terrific. She ended up with 19 points, and, I mean, she made two big threes there in the last minute of the basketball game.
Yeah, Rushi might have been guilty of leaving her a little bit for Emma Hess. Emma was shaded at the elbow on the right by two and a half Rushi players. Honor had the ball with about 6 or 7 seconds to go, gave it up, and the ball went pretty much right back to her. Nobody from Rushi was close. Honor's shot was a long three. It was not up on the arc. It was two strides behind. And as the ball rolled right down through the ropes, guess what? The scoreboard flashed zeros, and that was it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. She set her feet, and when it left her hand, I went, there's a ball game.
A textbook.
It was perfect.
A clinic shot. And it's 41-38. Rushi is beaten by Legacy Christian at the wire in game one tonight. Second game will feature Fort Loramie and Mechanicsburg. We'll go offline for several minutes. In fact, about 12 minutes offline before returning online. Chuck, a quick recap from you. We've highlighted our sponsors numerous times tonight. Let's check the scoring and who wins the Clancy's.
Well, on the Legacy side, and they're a little too far away to give them one, but if I'm going to give them a Clancy's player, it's Kathleen Honor. Handled the basketball, scored 19 points in the game. Emma Hess was held to 9. They got 8 from Kessinger, too. That girl hit 2 threes in the third quarter that kept them in the basketball game at that point. So
yep, she propelled Legacy in the third with the 2 triples.
Yeah,
right.
they played well tonight. They deserved to win the basketball game. And on the Rushi side, Ashley Scott scored 12. They got 8 from Larissa Poling. The Clancy player of the game for Rushi is Ashley Scott.
Yeah, Larissa simply did not get enough shots.
Didn't get it.
Nope.
And she didn't get it where she needed to get it.
Nope. Those are our Clancy's award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, our final score, Game 1, Legacy Christian on a Kathleen Honor buzzer beater from behind the arc defeats Rushi 41-38. The Raiders are out. Fine season, though, for the Rushi girls who graduate several outstanding young ladies, Jenna Cordonier, Marissa Poling, Shea Borchers, Katie Ewing, all 12th graders. They'll be missed. Marvelous student-athletes, superb performers on the court, and better yet, in the classroom. They are outstanding ambassadors for Rushi High School and Rushi Athletics, and they will be missed. They had excellent careers. Head coach Andy Timmerman will return some experience next year. He'll have to rebuild a little bit. Expect maybe a slower start than usual. Rushi should pick up pace later on in the campaign. Legacy Christian advances on to play the Covington Franklin Monroe winner in a district championship game in the afternoon at 1 or at 3 at Troy this coming Saturday. Congrats to Legacy Christian, which played well in winning.
Well, they're a good basketball team, and the strength of their team is really young, so you're right. We're going to see them some more.
Yeah, we talked about that in the pregame. This Legacy Christian team has got the skill on the floor to give Samantha and Covington all the Buccaneers want, right? Whiteman will have her hands full.
Well, Whiteman is the best player that I've seen, but she doesn't get a ton of help.
No.
And that's one of the differences. So
Kathleen Honor, a sophomore. Emma Hess, a sophomore. Katie Leach, a sophomore. Margaret Kensinger, a sophomore. For the first six young ladies,
yeah,
for Legacy Christian, all 10th graders, this club's going to be battling for a sectional championship in a bracket opposite Fort Loramie for the next two more years.
Well, they're going to be smart enough to stay away from Fort Loramie, I'm sure. So, you know, and who knows? I mean, if Hess puts on a little weight,
yep.
Honor, I was thinking she was a ball handler and a defensive player. Her offensive skills tonight were outstanding.
Yeah, she showed us a little more offensively than she did in the previous webcast of Legacy Christian that we had.
Right.
We'll go offline here for about 8 or 9 minutes, then return online. Short pregame before Fort Loramie and Mechanicsburg. For Chuck McBee, this is Jack Kramer. Final score, Game 1. Rushi drops a heartbreaker in a sectional championship contest to Legacy Christian, 41-38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.